They're physical, they're athletic, they're everything you want to be. And our guys match up pretty similarly to them. The line similar size, skill guys pretty similar. So you know it was going to be a tight game. I thought our guys just made enough plays. There were some mistakes. There's plenty to clean up, don't get me wrong. But I thought our guys responded to some adversity. It's really tough because you can't communicate out there. So you got to kind of read body language, and you don't always know what's being said between the players like you do on a normal night. But I'm incredibly proud of the way the guys responded. Early on, they were moving the ball pretty easily. They got some chunk yardage on the first drive and a couple drives. But after that, we made them earn it. And once we made them earn it and convert third downs and fourth downs, eventually our defense won out quite a few times.
I kind of liken this one to your guys' season opener against East Mills, where it was a tale of two halves. Track meet first half, you guys controlled the second half, much like today. What's that say about your team to kind of be able to flip the switch?
That's one of those things that you're learning as a head coach and as a team. When to run clock, when to bleed clock, when to keep your foot on the accelerator. You don't want to get ultra conservative. I watch enough Iowa football on Saturdays to know some of that. We kind of talk about it, how much different on Fridays and Saturdays it can be. But because 8-man football is so different. But at the same time, you have to know when to bleed clock. You have to know when to stay in bounds. You have to know when that you might really want to throw. You might really want to run something a little trickier. You might want to run something that you just can't do it because you can't afford a mistake at that point. So that's one of those things where I've had to learn as a head coach and offensive coordinator, when to kind of flip that switch a little bit. And I'm incredibly proud of the kids. Skyler and Caden, were taking snaps. Gavin taking snaps. I couldn't tell them when to snap the ball. They had to be out there on their own because you just can't communicate out to the field. So incredibly, incredibly proud of the way the guys executed today.
Lost to Remsen earlier on in the year. How much has that loss sat on your guys' minds since today?
Yeah, it was definitely a motivator. Our kids have now beaten everybody we've played, so to speak. We've kind of avenged a loss from earlier in the year. But more than anything, our guys had a chance to put our program on the map this year, and we kind of get the program over the hump, and we got that done today. And now we can, kind of raise that bar again. Getting to the dome is incredible. Now you get to go play for a state title, which is incredible. Our guys have done an outstanding job being ready for big opponent after big opponent. This week was no different, and next week's another really big opponent. As far as the standard of 8-man football across the state, everybody turns to Don Bosco. They looked really good in game one today, so it should be a fun challenge for our guys, and we're really, really excited about getting a chance to come back here next week.
Looking ahead to next week against Don Bosco, and this is an Ottoman program that hasn't played for a state title in a long time. I believe you had some experience as a player playing in it. So how do you guys attack going into a state title game?
Just like any other game for the most part, I'm really glad that we were able to play indoors once. It's not that we went – I'm glad it's not another bunch of changes for us. Today was a lot of new things for our kids. The hotel, the charter bus, the locker room situation, the pregame situation, the TV timeouts, all those things that – kind of throw a wrench in things at times that you just need to get used to. I'm sure Don Bosco is very comfortable with it. They've played in enough of those games, they get it. Our guys now have that under their belt. We came to the facility today about 8:15. We ate breakfast together, we watched game one. So the schedule should be about the same other than just not watching a game in front of us. So come up the night before, get the hotel, eat breakfast a little bit earlier is the only real change for us. Get to the stadium just a hair earlier, and then we can get ready to go. Our kids were itching to get ready to go today. That first game felt like it took forever. I know our guys were just chomping at the bit. So luckily for us, we can just get up, get here, pre-game routine. So I'm glad we got a lot of those firsts out of the way today. So next week we can get in more of a routine.
Coach, I thought you really were able to impose the game plan that you wanted to. You wanted to get that ground game working, I'm sure, with the running Schultes and Caden Smith. And you did that. You set the tone. And I think as the game went on, you really saw that start to wear on their guys up front, and you won that battle.
Yeah, that's a really physical, really athletic team. So for us to be able to put up the points we did and be able to do it in the style we did, I'm incredibly, incredibly proud of my guys. They're really tough in the trenches. They're really good at linebacker. Schroeder kid might be the best linebacker we've played all year. I don't know. We faced a lot of really good teams, so it's hard to do off the top of my head. But he's right up there with them. And the keys, because if you don't get a hat on that linebacker, if the line occupies your blockers, he's going to make plays. And luckily for us, a lot of our skill guys did a nice job Caden lead blocking, Ethan lead blocking, crack motion a little bit on some of those guys. So it's a team effort. Our linemen did a great job today, but at the same time, we had skill guys blocking play after play. Jackson Jensen, Joel Clucky, neither one caught a ball today, but they blocked their tails off, they worked their butts off. It's a collective team effort to be able to run the ball like that.
Man, in a game that goes back and forth like that early too, it's important to always see your guys respond, and I think they did that at every moment. They came back to tie the game, and your guys immediately went back out there and went to work.
Yeah, I was a little bit worried because, just adversity on the big stage, your season can end at any moment, just kind of that urgency factor. But there's so much time left in the game, they didn't need to, and I thought our guys did a nice job. When they were coming, they were talking to each other, looked like they were kind of yelling at each other at times, but that's just because it's so hard to communicate. When I went out to kind of, hey, settle down, like, we're just talking about coverages or alignments, what we did wrong in that last play, and I was really proud of that, because when you're that amped up and you're trying to tell someone else what's going on or get feedback, it can turn wrong on you. But our guys did a really good job. They respect each other. They're willing to listen. They're willing to help out with whatever's necessary. But I was really impressed with the way our guys responded to adversity today.
Well, you waited so long to get this opportunity to come play here in the semifinals. Now you get to play for a state championship. How great does that feel?
I wish I could play for the state championship again. But as far as coach, I'm just so happy for these guys. Our program's been close. There's been a lot of senior classes the last 6-7 years that have been close. We've just had a lot of those guys, and we've heard from a lot of those guys. A lot of our graduates that are just reaching out to our guys, wishing them luck. They're incredibly supportive. Our community has been really excited. It's been awesome to see the pep rally, the send off, the escort, the charter bus, getting the donations that we got from businesses and parents. Most of our costs were covered, and maybe then some. I haven't really looked at the final say yet. So it's just been awesome for these guys to get to experience it. I did it as a player, and it's a memory that I'll never forget. Just getting to come up here, whether it was semifinals, finals, just the whole experience. So I've talked to the guys about it all week. Just enjoy it. Enjoy what's given. We're only guaranteed another week together. Now we know we're given a week. No matter win, loss, or otherwise, next week it's done. So just enjoy it. It's going to be on the big stage. Our kids have been here now. They've been through it. So hopefully they can kind of settle some of those nerves and just go play football. They're looking forward to the opportunity.
All right, thanks a lot, Coach.
You bet. Appreciate the coverage.
All right, now speaking with Skylar Schultes, Ottoman quarterback, after the semifinal win. Skylar, first off, congratulations. It's got to feel great here to be moving on.
Yeah, thank you. It's great. It's really exciting feeling. Like I've said a couple times, it hasn't really set in yet. It just kind of feels like another football game. But going through the week with our schedule again, we know it's gonna be a grind again this week. Hopefully be able to get outside with some warmer weather. We weren't outside too much this week, but it's just trying to stay in the same routine we did this week, even though it was new this week. We'll be used to it now and keep going.
And you guys that came out played well. You scored right away there in that first drive, and then it was kind of back and forth a little bit in that first half. But you guys kind of stuck to the game plan. That ground game kept working for you, and the guys up front were doing a good job opening up holes for you.
Yeah, you have to give all the credit in the world to the offensive line and the receivers. The receivers don't necessarily catch the ball all the time, but they're always out there blocking no matter what the call is, what the play is, and it makes running a lot easier. And then our three senior offensive linemen, Eric, Luke, and Tanner, they're playing hard every play. They get bumps, they get bruises. I know Tanner had a little thumb problem this week he was going through, but they played hard all game, and they've played hard all year. Tanner didn't necessarily start on offense, but he slowly got mixed in at center, and Luke and Eric have been playing both ways all year. And, I mean, it starts with them. They're the heart of our team. Me, Caden, all the guys that touch the ball, we get all the credit, but it really starts with them up front.
When you guys were kind of able to change the momentum a little bit there, the end of that first half, you got a couple of good defensive stops heading into the halftime break, and then you come out, you get the first score there in the second half with your long touchdown run. That has to feel good to kind of change the momentum of the game and know that you were in control at that point.
Yeah, I mean, it always feels good to come out, get a stop on the first drive of defense in the second half and then go down and score, because it really sets the tone for the rest of the half. And it kind of shows that we mean business, and we know they're a good team, and they might have been a little tired, but we were too. It was a four-quarter battle, first time being inside, 72 degrees for the first time in 2 months. But it was a hard-fought battle all game, and we were just able to tough it out.
Well, obviously this has got to be great for you, the team, the community, to be able to move on and play for a state championship. I guess your feelings about that and how excited you are here.
I mean, it's an awesome feeling. You kind of get goosebumps thinking about it. But, I mean, the community, they were here. Basically, the whole town of Ottman was shut down today, yeah. The way it sounded like. Most of the town was here. Everybody was here supporting. It was loud all the time, especially on defense. Made it kind of hard for us to communicate, but you wouldn't want it any other way, especially in the dome where it kind of echoes and deafens the volume a little bit. But we were able to play through it, and we know it kind of flustered them a little bit, but they played through it as well because they're a great team, like I said. But, I mean, it's a great atmosphere. We know our community's got our back, and we're trying to put on a show for them every time we play.
Well, congratulations, Skyler. We'll see you next week.
Thank you. All right.